Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while filling my soul with the music and art of the late indie rock singer-songwriter, David Berman. How you doing, everybody? My name's JD. I'm uncool and underqualified to be doing this, but here I am doing it nevertheless. We are going through the catalog of David C. Berman, and we're also going through his actual air book, one poem at a time and one song at a time. We have moved on from the early times. We've moved on from the dime map of the Reef EP and the Arizona Record EP, and we are on to the first LP of the Silver Jews era, and that is Starlight Walker. This is a record that I really enjoy, and I want to start by reading a review from AllMusic. AllMusic gives this record a 4.5 out of 5, you know, in terms of the review. And, you know, it's easy to see why, but this is by Heather Ferris. Starlight Walker is the first for the Silver Jews on many levels. Not only is it the group's first full-length album, it's also the first recorded in a full-fledged studio, Memphis's 24-track Easley Recordings, as well as the first collection of songs penned almost entirely by David Berman. The album's lyrical and musical richness come partly from Berman's retreat to the woods of Oxford, MS, in preparation for the record, and partly from the understated, intimate production. As a result, Starlight Walker collects some of the Jews' most divisive and affecting songs, wry lyrics like, "I just got back from a dream attack from trains across the sea," and "On the last day of your life, don't forget to die from advice to graduate." Graduate. Is it graduate? I always called it advice to the graduate. Yeah, it is. Advice to the graduate. Okay. Sorry. Advice to the graduate. Let Berman's easygoing charm come to the forefront while jangly and crunchy guitars, Stephen Malcolm's backing vocals, and Bob Nasanovich's steady drumming punctuate his observations. Though Starlight Walker is a more low-key reflective affair than the Silver Jews EPs, the album benefits from it, combining the laid-back experimentalism of the Jews' early work with more sophisticated and expressive songwriting. Advice to the Graduate and New Orleans turn from humorous to poignant in with a simple chord change. Rebel Jew draws on the group's affections for country music, and the instrumentals like The Moon is the Number 18 and The Silver Pageant add to the relaxed homespun feel of the record. Repeated listening just enhances Starlight Walker's warm off-the-cuff appeal. That's Heather Ferris from AllMusic, and they give the record a 4.5 out of 5, which is just lovely. It should be a 4.5 out of 5. It should be a 5 out of 5, especially coming off what they just came off. Those EPs seem rudimentary in comparison to what we get on this record. It's leaps and bounds. There is swagger. There is that country shuffle that we become sort of becomes Berman's Hallmark to a certain degree. You know, there's this 3-4 sort of waltzy cadence throughout his output. And I think that, you know, that's very real and fully realized on this record. This record comes out in 94 at the height, well, you know, at the almost at the height of Pavement's powers. So you can understand how Berman presses against, you know, that that personification, that not personification, that observation that the Silver Jews are a side project of Pavement, even though, you know, at this point they've been going on since 1989 and they have two EPs under their belts. This record came out at a time when, you know, Pavement was getting ready to release Crooked Rain, or had already released Crooked Rain. And they were the next, you know, they were going to be the next big things. So there's that. I think that this is just a great record, and it starts great. It starts with Introduction 2. I don't know if that's significant, you know, the fact that this is a reintroduction, as it were, of the band, because it feels different. It feels very different. It feels like they've turned a corner. Whether or not this is them taking it more seriously because they are in a studio, or because suddenly it's, you know, in quote, their job, you know, versus just, you know, spinning some tunes with some friends and, you know, seeing what comes out of it. I'm not trying to make those initial EPs sound that haphazard, but, you know, when compared to the nuance of this record, it's tough to compare them on equal footing. So there's that. I'm feeling good this week. I'm feeling all right. I'm not 100% by any stretch of the imagination, not even close. But here I am. I've put on 6 pounds out of nowhere. I've been about the same weight for about 6 months, and recently I put on, you know, 6 pounds, and it's just clogging me up. It's just it's driving me a little bonkers, and I'm not very happy with that. I came across a document that I want to share with you, because I think sometimes, you know, I get going on about how I'm feeling and what I'm doing, and I don't often have solutions. And this, while it's not a solution for everybody, it's a list that you can sort of go through and make notes on and see where you fit in. And it's called 12 Steps to Self-Care. And the first one is, if it feels wrong, don't do it. If it feels wrong, don't do it. It's just going to give you a reason for regret. And I can go through this and tell you that I've done the exact opposite of most of these. And I do act as the opposite of most of these. So, you know, don't take my word for it. But if it feels wrong, don't do it. Say exactly what you mean. That's a tough one for me. I'm all over the place with my words sometimes, and it's difficult for me to put thoughts together. Don't be a people pleaser. Trust your instincts. Never speak bad about yourself. God, I don't know what I would say if I never spoke bad about myself. There'd be very little verbiage coming from my mouth at all if I didn't speak bad about myself. Never give up on your dreams. Well, here I am, podcasting, right? Don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to say yes. Be kind to yourself. Let go of what you can't control. Stay away from drama and negativity, and love. Don't stay away from drama and negativity and love. It's stay away from drama and negativity, period. And then the last one, number 12 steps to self-care, is love. Because if you love, you typically get love back. And, that's a good thing. Don't be afraid to say no, and don't be afraid to say yes are comical, that they're side by each like that. I'm not 100% sure, of that being, you know, the right thing or not, but don't be afraid to say no, you know? Know what you want. Know what you want, and know that you're probably going to need to use your words to get it, and that includes your dreams, and giving, you know, not giving up on them. So There's that. I just thought I would share that with you. Let's go to the music. This is introduction number two, or introduction two, off of Starlight Walker. This is the Silver Jews. This is Silver Jews. Not the Silver Jews. This is Silver Jews. This is introduction number two on the Berman Project.
Hello, my friends. Hello, my friends. Come on, have a seat. Come on in my kitchen. My friend, take it easy. My friend, have a seat. My friend, don't you know that I never want this minute to end, and then it ends.
Now, where were you in 1994 when you first heard that? For those of you out there that got a chance to hear that in 94, shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalchemist. I would love to know what you thought of that first introduction. Very different from what we've heard. It's very clear. It's very well produced. You know, it's playing with silence. It's playing with, there's a dynamic there, you know, with the quietness. They're almost singing in hushed tones. And then it just, you know, just as it's finding itself and sucking us in, it ends. And that's the end. And it bleeds perfectly into Trains Across the Universe, which is great, which incidentally, apparently is the song that Berman said was the first song that he ever wrote, like completely. So we'll hear that one next week. That's Trains Across the Universe. For now, this is introduction number two. And what a great introduction it is. It's just lovely. I love the melody. I love the ending, you know, the surprise ending. I think it's really quite lovely. It's a good song. What do you say we crack open Actual Air and get into our poem for this week, which is Community College in the Rain. Community College in the Rain from Actual Air by David Berman. Announcement. All pupils named Doug, please come to the lounge on Concourse K. Please join us for coffee and remarks. Doug's. We cannot come. We are injured by golf cleats. Announcement. Today we will discuss the energy in a wing and something about first baseman. Ribs will be served in the cafeteria. Pep Club. We will rally against the golf cleats today. The rally will be held behind the gymnasium. There is a Model T in the parking lot with its lights on. Doug's. We are dying in the nurse's office. When she passes before the window, she looks like a bride. Karen whispers, we are ranking the great shipwrecks. Announcement. In the classrooms filled with dishwater light. Share your thoughts on the public sculpture. All. Oh, Doug's, where are you? Doug's. In the wild hotels of the sea. That is Community College in the Rain. And that is a far out trip. Wouldn't you say? The way it's written, it's almost written like when I said Doug's, there's a colon there. So it's the next line is the Doug's saying, you probably got it from the way I read it, but it's really trippy. It's like a script. And it's different things going on in this bizarre community college, a Model T with the lights on in the parking lot. That sounds unusual, doesn't it? It's not something that would normally be the case, but there it is at this community college. And Doug's and the golf cleats seem to be, have a mind of their own and are doing terrible things. And that's not good. Not my favorite. Not my favorite, but good, especially coming off last week. Man, last week was good. Go back and listen to last week again. That was fucking good. God damn it. That's what I got for you this week. That's it. That's what I got for you. Next week, I should have an announcement to make in conjunction with meeting Malcolmus. We shall see, though, where I stand on that. If I can get my ass together and take care of that, we'll have an announcement to make. If not, then, we'll always have this episode, won't we? So stay cool, stay fun, stay hungry, stay foolish. And please, wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest. At Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.